WJAN Sports.
And it is time now for Sports at 717. This report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Take a look at the high school football scores from Friday night, week number 9. In Class 3A District 1, it was Glenwood, a winner at home against the Atlantic Trojans, 48-20. Lewis Central also won at home against Creston, 38-10. Perry was a 46-0 winner over Sadell. And Harlan was a winner on the road, beating ADM 30-7. In Class 2A District 8, it was Nottoway Valley, beating Clarinda Academy 59-20. Red Oak was a 13-10 winner over Shenandoah. Greene County downed Otable Arthur BCIG 42-7. It was Kemper Catholic running at home against Clarinda 52-24. In Class 1A District 8, St. Albert beat Missouri Valley 49-14. It was Tri-Center beating West Central Valley of Stewart 65-26. And Trainer was a winner at home against Panorama 31-6. Class A High School Football, District 7, it was Bedford over Woodward Granger. Actually, Woodward Granger beating Bedford 28-20. Woodward Academy over Martinsdale St. Mary's 20-14. Audubon was a 36-24 winner over Earlham, and Madrid downed Guthrie Center 53-6. In District 8, it was AHST over Underwood 46-8. Logan Magnolia beating Griswold 50-28. Westwood was a 22-7 winner over Riverside. East Mills beat West Monona 66-0. In 8-man action, District 6, East Union was a 46-41 winner over Grandview Park Baptist. Murray was a 48-40 winner over Lamoni. Mormon Trail down Ankeny Christian 64-18, and Adair Casey was a 34-26 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard in District 6 action. In 8-man District 7, it was Charter Oak Ute over Woodbine 43-31, Glidden Ralston Donning Arweva 52-14. And West Harrison fell to Boyer Valley, BV on top 32-26. 8-man action District 8 saw Sydney beat Cam 53-30. Stanton was a 46-44 winner over Nishnabotna. Fremont Mills was a 61-12 winner over Lennox. And Essex fell to Southwest Valley 63-8. Your final score. And Northwestern heads to Iowa this weekend, hoping to keep its season from falling further apart. The Wildcats, once dark horses for the Big Ten title, have lost three straight ahead of a two-game road trip that starts today against the Hawkeyes, who are 4-3 and 1-2 in the Big Ten. The Wildcats, at 4-3 and 0-3, respectively, aren't counting on their star running back, Venrick Mark, to play, and versatile quarterback Kane Coulter is questionable with a sprained ankle. Northwestern has struggled mightily without those two, combining for just 23 points in losses to Wisconsin and Minnesota. Iowa has lost four of its last five to Northwestern. Pre-game coverage begins at 9 o'clock here on KJAN with a kickoff at 11. Number 19 Oklahoma State will open the second half of the season unsettled at quarterback and with an offense that's been somewhat average of late. That's a perfect time to play Iowa State. The Cyclones, at 1-5 and 0-3 in the Big 12, are coming off the worst loss in school history, a 71-7 shellacking at number 6 Baylor. The Cyclones have given up 113 points as a heartbreaking one-point loss to Texas and are on pace for their worst finish in the five-year tenure of Coach Paul Rhodes. ISU is also a bit shaky at quarterback, but Coach Rhodes said Tuesday that he's sticking with sophomore Sam Richardson, even though he, like Walsh, was pulled during last week's game. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. at Jack Christ Stadium in Ames. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Dwayne Bowe is questionable for tomorrow's game against the Cleveland Browns after straining his groin in practice this week. Coach Andy Reid said Friday that Bowe hurt the groin near the end of Thursday's practice. The former Pro Bowl wide receiver did not participate in Friday's workout. Bowe, who signed a five-year, $56 million contract in the offseason, has struggled to get involved in the Chiefs' unbeaten start. He's second on the team with 25 catches, but he has just 295 yards receiving and two touchdown grabs in his first seven games. Reid indicated that Bowe will be a game-time decision on Sunday. Everybody else on the Chiefs roster practiced Friday, including starting safety Kendrick Lewis, who sat out the previous day with a lingering ankle injury. You can hear that Kansas City Chiefs football game beginning at noon on Sunday here on KJAN. Elsewhere in football, the St. Louis Rams and Carolina Panthers drew a total of $47,250 in fines from the NFL for their chippy game last Sunday. Rams defensive lineman Chris Long received the biggest fine at $15,750 for unnecessary roughness for throwing a punch during a third quarter skirmish. Carolina receiver Steve Smith and St. Louis wideout Brian Quick, Rams guard Harvey Dahl, and Panthers safety Mike Mitchell were each fined at nearly $7,000. Other players were fined for misdeeds last weekend. Washington linebacker Brian Robko, Miami linebacker Jelani Jenkins, Houston defensive end Jared Crick, and Tennessee linebacker Akeem Ayers were all fined $15,750 for roughing the passer. New England rookie cornerback Logan Ryan was fined $10,000 for grabbing at his groin at the end of an interception return. Denver defensive tackle Kevin Vickerson was docked $10,000 for hitting Indianapolis offensive lineman Samson Satel during an extra point attempt. Cleveland linebacker Eric Martin and New York Giants defensive end DeMontre Moore were all fined $7,875. And Baltimore linebacker Elvis Dumerville was fined that amount for a face mask penalty. Michael Vick has been listed as probable and is expected to start when the Eagles host the Giants on Sunday. Vick has missed the last two games after injuring his left hamstring in the first half of a win against the Giants on November 6th. Vick has thrown for 1,185 yards, five TDs, and two interceptions, and has 307 yards rushing and two more scores. Also for the NFL, Miami Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill is listed as probable for Sunday's game at New England. Despite being hampered by a sore right shoulder, he participated fully in practice. The Dolphins might go into the game healthier than at any point since the season began. All eight players on the injury report were listed as probable and all participated fully in practice. Christian Ponder will be Minnesota's starting quarterback again Sunday night. Josh Freeman quarterbacked the team in its last game but reported afterward concussion-like symptoms. And Broncos cornerback Champ Bailey missed another practice with an injured left foot and will not play against Washington. The 15-year veteran re-injured the foot in last week's loss to Indianapolis. That was his second game back after missing the first five with the injury. That is a check of sports here on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.